LaToya, your story looks at the most dangerous zip code in Milwaukee in terms of homicides, and that is the 53206 zip code. And you found that there were 51 homicides in that zip code in the years 2005 and 2006. And so I wondered if you could first tell us about the geography of the zip code and about the people who live there.
Well, the 53206 zip code is bordered on the north by West Capitol Drive, to the south by North Avenue, and it extends east and west from 7th Street to 27th Street. It's a fairly large area. Most of the people who live in the communities that make up the zip code are Black. Basically, it's a high poverty, high unemployment, and high crime area. While all of these things aren't at play in every community that makes up the zip code, as a whole, it's a fitting description.
Okay. Now, for your story, you talked to people who've lived in that part of the city for 40 and 50 years. What did they tell you about what their neighborhoods used to be like?
You know, Erin, I think the residents definitely tell it best. I spoke with a woman by the name of Mary Pickens who could tell you what her neighborhood, the Amani neighborhood, used to be like.
So what was it like when you moved here?
It was a more homely environment. It was really, really nice. You could go any place and leave you. I leave my doors open anyhow regardless, because anybody coming on me, shame on them. But you could sit out. People congregated in the backyards. Nobody ever did anything in the front. All the front yards were very beautiful. Very, very, very beautiful. And people had more respect for you then. You know, they respected your yard. They respected your house. And the children can play and play without any incidents. But they never played on the front. They always played in the back. There was nobody ever causing a confusion.
So, LaToya, in your reporting, what did you learn about why the neighborhoods in that zip code have changed so much?
You know, people say the changes are due to a breakdown in the family structure, unemployment, and basically a loss of hope.
So, do the residents there feel that things will get any better? Do they have any hope?
Some of them do. I spoke with a few people who say that they definitely see improvements as far as people investing more money into the communities with new businesses and housing. I guess we'll have to wait and see what that translates to as far as crime, drugs, and unemployment are concerned.
Okay, well, thank you, LaToya. Now, also on Morning Edition tomorrow, you'll hear more about what's coming up in this week-long Project Milwaukee series. And if you missed it this morning, you can go to our website, wuwm.com, to hear from a Milwaukee teenager who wrote a poem about violence.
But when this girl died, it's something that you didn't see, because when she died, you murdered the part of me. I guess that's why I'm a lyricist. That's why I put poetry through your ear, so that you can see that my word is worth more than a golden diamond chandelier. But I got to this point to say, either you change the world or let the world change itself, because positive change is up to us, and we all we got left.
Again, our special Project Milwaukee series on youth violence continues tomorrow here on WUWM. And if you can, please join us for a forum on the topic Tuesday afternoon at Discovery World. We have a diverse panel lined up to talk about programs that are having success reducing youth violence in the city. And you can find information about the Project Milwaukee series and our free public forum on our website, wuwm.com.